the letter of 1 John in his fourth chapter. And if you could open your minds and your hearts now to God's word. John writes, God is love. Whoever lives in love lives in God, and God in him. In this way, love is made complete among us, so that we will have confidence on a day of judgment, because in this world we are like him. There is no fear in love, but perfect fear, perfect love drives out. We love because he first loved us. If anyone says, I love God, yet hates his brother, he is a liar. For anyone who does not love his brother, whom he has seen, cannot love God, whom he has not seen. And he has given us this command. Whoever loves God must also love his brother. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Let us pray. Lord, may the words of my mouth and the meditation of our hearts, as we reflect upon these words, may they give you glory, Lord, and not us alone. This I pray in Jesus' name. Lord, you are my rock and my redeemer. Amen. This morning I want to tell you a little bit about a young teenage boy between the ages somewhere of 12 and 16. Featherston. His name is William Ralph Featherston. And he was a teenage boy in 1864. And he penned a poem. And the poem I'd like to share with you. The poem is entitled, My Jesus, I Love Thee. And he writes, My Jesus, I love thee. Thou art mine. For thee, O Lord, all the follies of sin I resign. My gracious Redeemer, my Savior, art thou. If I ever loved thee, my Jesus, 'tis now. I love thee because thou hast first loved me and purchased my pardon on Calvary's tree. I'd love thee for wearing the thorns on thy brow. If I ever loved thee, my Jesus, 'tis now. I'll love thee in life, I'll love thee in death, and praise thee as long as thou lendest me breath. And say when the death dews lie cold on my brow, if I ever loved thee, my Jesus, 'tis now. In mansions of glory and endless delight, I'll ever adore thee in heaven so bright. I'll sing with the glittering crown on my brow, if I ever loved thee, my Jesus, 'tis now. A remarkable poem, don't you say? For a teenage boy. William Ralph Featherston, after penning this poem, sent it to his aunt, living in Los Angeles. She sought tirelessly, having been impressed by her young nephew's poetry, to have the poem published. Several years later, in 1876, after the poem had been published, it fell upon the lap of a man named A. Judson Gordon, the same Gordon who founded Gordon Conwell Seminary in New England. Mr. Gordon penned a melody to go along with the poem. And since that day, It has been a well-known inspirational hymn that you will find in that red book right in front of you. The hymn is called, My Jesus, I Love Thee. It wasn't long after the publication of William Home that he died at the age of 27. We don't know much more at all about William Ralph Featherston, other than he has no other poetry or poems or hymns published, and that he died at a very young age. But when you look and you reflect and you study even his poem, there are some things that his family and those who followed after him have come to learn. The first line, allow me to read it to you again. My Jesus, I love thee, I know thou art mine. For thee all the follies of sin I resign. My gracious Redeemer, my Savior art thou. If I ever loved thee, my Jesus, 'tis now. This line, this first stanza of his poem, is a direct quotation from a church camp songbook published in 1820. Now, when you put the two things together, that this first line is a direct quote from a church camp songbook, and his age in which he penned the poem, a teenager between 12 or 16, it's likely the case that he was at church camp and that he was singing church camp songs. And upon singing these songs and praising God, he became fully aware of who God is, God's love, and his need for repentance to resign his sin and call upon Jesus as his Redeemer and his Savior. It appears that this song was possibly written out of a time of one's first profession of faith, a time when maybe many of you in this room, as a young boy or girl, remember first believing in Jesus as the one who died on a cross for you to pardon your sin. Reading through the poem, then in the second line of the poem, now let me reread that for you. I love thee because thou hast first loved me. We'll stop there. Sound familiar? That, my friends, is a direct quote from the Bible, from the first letter of John, chapter 4, verse 19. John writes, we love because he first loved us. William writes, I love thee because thou hast first loved me. What seems to be clear is not only does the author of this poem come to faith at a young age in a time, maybe at church camp, but that also in that faith he went to Scripture. He sought out what the meaning of God's love meant. Yes, it's one thing to hear about God's love and to sing about God's love and to be told by your parents or by your camp counselor or your teacher or your Sunday school teacher or even your pastor that God loves you. And for you to come to the awareness that, yes, God is love, but then when you truly believe that, you seek out the meaning and the depth and the nature of God's love. And where is it that we find God's love fully revealed for us? Here in the Scriptures. And so we see a young boy who comes to faith in Jesus, maybe through song, who studies and learns and gains knowledge and stature in his faith by going to Scripture. And then the third and the fourth lines are lines in which it seems that the young author is committing himself to a life of loving God. That regardless of any of the trials or circumstances of his life, he will be sustained by God's love. He writes in verse 3, I'll love thee in life and I'll love thee in death. I'll praise you as long as you lend me some breath. This is a commitment, a lifelong commitment from a boy young in age saying that I am going to love the Lord, my God, in all of life. Until verse 4, in mansions of glory and endless delight, I'll adore thee in heaven, heaven so bright. Little did William Ralph Featherston know that just 10 years after he penned those words, there he would be, dying in this world at the young age of 27. If we only just looked at our hymns and our songs and our stories behind it, they're more than just songs that we sing or Bailey can't sing. They are testimonies. They're testimonies of God's goodness and grace and God's love in the lives of his people that we have the privilege of sharing. In a simple hymn such as this, we learn of a boy who comes to faith through song, a boy who explores his faith in Scripture and commits his life loving God to its very end. This is a testimony that we should all rejoice in. Regardless of what age you have come to faith in God, regardless of how well you know the nature of his love, may you know that if you love God, it's because God has first loved you. And that love can sustain you through all of life. And my friends, the good news is, it even sustains us in death. I reflect upon, excuse me. You may ask, why do I reflect upon this hymn today? This hymn, no surprise, is the favorite hymn of one Alice Brocklebank. To her honor, too. And to her testimony before us all, may we give thanks. May we stand and praise God by singing this hymn together as best we can. My Jesus, I love thee. I know thou art mine. For thee all the follies of sin I resign. My gracious Redeemer, my Savior art thou.